You know that moment where after you break up with someone and then you feel like your world is collapsing and you want to die, so broken, and you're so sad and you just want them to call you and come back and you can do anything? I'm just here to tell you that there's nothing better than consistently working on yourself, because in the moments that you're going through such feelings, you're able to be more objective and you're able to choose yourself no matter how hurt you are or no matter how painful it is. I get a lot of questions about people going through breakups in my DMs, people asking me, what do I do? How do I survive? And the thing is, when you're on the side of the breakup, of course, that's how you feel, like your life is ending. But when you're on this other side of growth, you start to see how rejection is such a redirection, and the universe is always working for you towards the betterment of you. Never, never against you, never to kill you, never to make you sad. It's always for the improvement of you, no matter how deep the pit feels like it is. And again, I know most of the things I say, they always sound like, oh my God, udem, kwani anaishi utopia? Is it wanasema? Too good to be true, or easier said than done. But it's until you get the courage to actually do it is when you realize, oh, kumbe anyone can do it. Kumbe it can be done. Kumbe it's so easy. And I've gone through so many breakups where I definitely felt like I was gonna die. Some threw me into depression, bankruptcy. Like, people have really, really done me dirty out here. And I've probably done people dirty as well. You know, when you're unaware, you just go through life very, very ignorant without realizing that the same way you're being hurt is the same way you're probably causing hurt to other people. But now that I have this, a different level of awareness, I'm able to see how I can do better, how I can be better, how I can be a better person. And so today's episode is just to talk about how you need to focus. You need to focus on yourself so that when other people hurt you, or when other people try to diminish you or break your heart or whatever they do, you can always focus and realize that most times people are projecting and it has nothing to do with you. Most times the things people are going through is a war within themselves. And that's just how they show up, because that's how they are on the inside. So they show up on the outside like that. If you're going through a breakup, don't worry, you're gonna be fine. Like I said, I know it's difficult, and the last thing you ever need to hear, especially when you're grieving, is you'll be fine, it'll be okay. I know. But as someone who's consistently delusional and always happy, I won't even call it delusional. Let me just say I'm consistently optimistic. In my life, nothing can go wrong. Even if it goes wrong, I know it's for the betterment of me always. I can confidently say that you're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine. Even if you're not gonna be fine, it's gonna be a better fine than it was last year. It's gonna be different. You're going to have better problems. You're going to be better. You'll improve. All you have to do is focus and consistently stick to the plan. Let's get to it. It's Sunday morning. I'm taking coffee and a J. Girl dinner. I just saw a tweet that made me think, oh my goodness, I have to speak about this. I have to record this right now before I forget about it, because this literally has been happening to me of late, and I don't know where it's coming from. A while ago, an ex thing of mine called me. It was very random. I didn't even have his number saved. Of course, I recognized the number. I wasn't really, really sure, but of course, Nadre, your number. True caller haikuonesha ni nani, but I was like, let me pick it up. Let me hear. This would be interesting to listen to see what he has to say or what he wants to say. The last time I talked to this guy was like about a year and a half ago. Tulipatana bash flani na tukabonga. Aka apologize. But we never spoke again after that. So this is a whole fucking year later. Calls me, he's like, hi. I'm like, hi. Auntie, how are you? I'm like, I'm good. He's like, what are you doing right now? Are you busy? Did I catch you at a bad time? It was 6 something a.m. and I had just moved to the bedroom. He got a new pet, a new baby kitten, and I'm potty training him. He's doing really, really well. Actually, Asha perfect. He's so fast and so smart. I've been sleeping in the living room on the couch because it's easier to train him from there than in my room. Uko ni deep sleep, but kwa couch I can be alert. Neza amka kucheck, how is the baby doing? How now he's perfected his potty training. We've moved back to the bedroom. I had just moved back to the bed. Now usingizi ndio ilikuwa imeanza kushika. It was asks me, "What are you doing?" Nikamwambia, "I just got into bed and I'm trying to catch some sleep, but I was online looking at restaurants that might be open because I was really, really hungry. I was on my period and I had crazy cravings, and there's something specific I really, really wanted. So I was trying to figure out if I can place my order so that by the time naamka, delivery itakwisha kwa dispatched, ni mimi tu nangoja food ifike. I told him I was craving food, I was feeling hungry, but I was also trying to fall asleep. Do restaurants most ufungwa at around 10 a.m. He's like, okay, I'm coming to get you. Let's go get what you're craving. I was thinking, do I say no? I mean, the right thing to do would be to say no, because of course I've moved on. But then I was like, sasa, why not? Why not let him treat me nicely? He wants to do it, and it's not like I'm angry or there's beef or whatever. He wants to go and spoil me. So fine, let me just go with him. And this guy, some of the reasons we broke up was because of the way he used to treat me. He used to treat me really, really horribly. Of course, he cheated as fuck. But like, even just the way he spoke to me, the way he was always, alikuwa tu na madharau, and he was consistently angry. We would spend the whole day without even talking to each other. The only time he would talk to me was when he wanted to smash. And it was so weird. And I was so young. But because I grew up in a very dysfunctional household where those are the same vibes my dad brought. He was always mad, always annoyed. When he came home, everyone ran away. So to me, that kind of treatment, that kind of reaction was very normal. Nilikuwa najua watu si lazima waongeleshane. We can be hanging out. Amenifuria ama sijui yako moody or whatever. I didn't know. But he was consistently cross. And we never used to laugh. There was no jokes. There was never stories. He was always cross with me. So I used to know, like, this is what daddies are supposed to do. This is how the man of the house is supposed to be. Angry, pissed off, mad, tired, annoyed, consistently mad and grumpy. So to me, that was very, very normal. That's why I stayed. So, you know, now, of course, I dated when we were like 23. Now I'm 27. So it's been a while. You know, nime grow up. Kuna vitu mingi zenye sahi neza define, neza differentiate. I can see a clear difference between someone who gives a fuck about me and someone who doesn't. So now I'm seeing things through a very, very crazy lens, a very, very different lens. Kaniambia, be ready in 20. Be ready in 15. Nikamsho ezi lazima nioge. Akaniambia, sieta tutakawia, like, you don't need to do too much. I'll be there in 20 minutes basi. And he lives really, really close to me. He lives like 10 minutes away from me. It's a 10 minute drive. He knows my place because the last time I was with him, he dropped me home. Mi basi nimeingia kwa bafu, nime change from pajamas. I was curious to see how he was going to handle himself, how he was going to speak to me, how he was going to handle the situation this time around. Because I'm a very forgiving person and I move on really, really quickly. So it's not that ati I want to be friends or I give a fuck about the relationship ati, oh, will we talk to each other? Nah. It's just, yeah, let me see from now a grown-up lens. And I know. Someone might ask, why would you put yourself in such a situation? Why would you go back? But that's why I have this blog and podcast, so that I can make these mistakes intentionally, so that you guys can learn from me. You don't have to go through it yourself. You can just be like, nilisikia Roberta alifanya na haikuwa worth it. 8 to 10 minutes later, he calls me. Yo, I'm outside. Ambia, ata sijamaliza bado, saindo na brush meno, ningoje kiasi. Ati, unajua sasa, he starts being impatient. He starts showing signs of impatience. And it reminds me of when we'd be at his house and we'd be going for an event or we'd be attending something, and he was always so cross. He was always so impatient with me, like kuniharakisha. It's like he always had a problem with me getting ready and getting pretty intentionally. He was always like, maliza haraka. He always had issues, and it took me back to that point immediately. About 5 minutes later, he calls again. So unanieka hapa, unanieka ningoje, nini, nini, nini. And the first thing that clicked in my mind was, why is he being impatient with me? He's the one who called me. He's the one who wanted to come all the way. I literally was okay. I was fine in bed, going to sleep. I was already going to buy myself these things he was coming to buy for me. So it's not like ati I was suffering or I was gonna die if I didn't go downstairs to see him. 10 minutes, I'm finally ready. I go downstairs. Of course, nika light kindukulu kiasi. Alafu juu nikuwa na jua tunenda kudishi. Alafu nikashuka downstairs. I see his car. I go say hi. On the phone call, he talked about when he was asking me, before he came to get me, he was like, bado naishi ghetto. Okay. I didn't take that as an insult or anything, because I'm really proud of where I live and I really like where I live. But I know because of his personality, he was trying to say it in a way to make me feel less, like to diminish my efforts. Nobody knows how hard I have worked to be able to move out of my parents' house. Even if I lived in a shack somewhere, nobody would understand the kind of effort it took for me to get to where I am right now and to be able to pay rent consistently in this economy for 2 years. Crazy. So I noticed his tone. I noticed the way he was trying to belittle me. But, you know, I'm just taking key points. I'm taking points so that I can assess the relationship. I can assess how he made me feel after the encounter, everything. Then he's like, okay, ingia kwa gari tuende. He never once complimented me. He didn't say, oh, you look good. I mean, used to being showered with compliments. Let me just say, even when men like you, the way they treat you, the way they speak to you, the way they like you. And remember, I'm just saying men because I primarily date men. You can apply this however way, whether you're speaking about women or whether you date women and men. Note of that. Instead of complimenting me, he had already started off with the uku kwenu. Hey, huku ni the ghetto. Ingia kwa gari tuende. You know, he didn't once compliment me. He didn't say I smell good and I smell really, really good. He didn't say I look good. He didn't say anything about my skin, my face. It's the same way. I always compliment people. That's how I know. I know immediately I'm in someone's presence and they don't have one single nice thing to say about me. I know they're intentionally holding back, or they're just not used to being around such environments where it's very, very easy to say nice things to each other or about each other. And I guess what I'm saying is that that's just weird to me, because I'm not used to being in such spaces. I'm so used to being in spaces where within 2 milliseconds of being around each other, guys are already being very, very kind and very, very nice. I always say that's the kind of energy I attract everywhere I go, but it's something I intentionally notice. So anytime I'm around, especially a man that I have been with romantically or sexually, and they have not one nice thing to say about me, can't even compliment me, hey, today you look pretty, I know they're holding back. I know they're intentionally holding back. So words should be able to come out of your mouth way easier than mean things. That's just what I believe. The car, we drive off, we start talking, and then he notices I smell like weed. He says, yani umeshuka na yo stuff. Nikamwambia zi ilikuwa tu puff mbili nikishuka downstairs. Weni mchoyo, you're very, very selfish. You've never changed. You're selfish, bro. This is a man who's in his mid 30s. I'm just a girl. I'm overreacting, but I'm trying to bring all these pointers out so that we can have a point of discussion and then you guys can tell me what you think. Tell me if I'm overreacting. But this is exactly how he used to treat me 4 or 5 years ago. This is exactly the same way he is. The difference is now I can notice it. I can call it out. I can speak on it without feeling crazy, without being gaslit and all things like that. So I'm like, imtayangu hizi vitu zinakwanga everywhere. Turudi tu pale nyuma tu. Tuzibai niko na mse pale. Gari tukarudi hapo kwa plug. I rolled down my window. Oh, wow. Madam umeiva. Hey, when I'm sexy, when I'm rembo. Shower me with compliments. Okay, listen. You could say they're faking or they're just doing it to be nice because that's the polite thing to do. But now these are strangers. Imagine what I expect from someone who I've dealt with romantically or sexually. Imagine the standard I hold them to. These are strangers who I don't expect anything from, but the first thing that came out of their mouths was showers and praises towards me. They said so many nice things about me. Mpaka sasa mwingine mwenye ananijua akakuja wananitanga Bob, hey, nini. They started saying nice things about me. You're so beautiful. You look so nice. Oh, you're so pretty. La, 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 la. Of course, in Sheng. And this guy could not take it. He could not wait for us to be done and move and leave. So Bob, he's like, he keeps making fun of how these guys were speaking. Ati Bob. I was say ati wanakuita Bob. He made fun of them and made fun of how they were complimenting me. Almost as if trying to take away from all the compliments I was getting. Like, to try and diminish that compliments za maboy wa mta hasn't mean anything. Like, for it, nisi believe it. That's the kind of vibe I got. Now, again, I know someone would ask, and you still stayed in the car. Hear me out. I need to go through with it. I need to go through with it to the end so that I can come and speak on it and we can decipher. I ran off my seatbelt to go with him and he's like, no, don't worry. I got it. You can sit in the car. Let me go get the food. He buys wanted, you know, shukrani. He comes back to the car and he's like, back to my place. You can eat from there. So we go to his place. Tukafika, of course, tukawasha mali. And then as I start eating, he starts calling me names. He's like, oh, kuna njaa kama ya nguruwe. Which reminds me, when I was in a relationship with this guy, it wasn't even a relationship or whatever. When I was with this guy, he would buy food for us, or even when he makes food. Tuna serve food, the first serving, and then he would go for the second serving. House, it's his food, cool. And then leftovers and be like, inda kula badaye. Wacha niende ni take a nap, nikiamka nda kuja kula. Bro, he would eat my leftovers. So imagine I wake up and I go stone and then I open the fridge and my food is gone. Imagine the agony this person used to cause me. But here he was calling me angurue. I mean, maybe in his head, these comments are jokes. But for someone like me who loves to hear praises and good words consistently, I'm just wondering, you can't compliment me. Like, why do you keep saying the meanest possible things to me? Even as a joke, I'm not used to self-depreciating jokes that, oh, when in gurue, oh, when in jinga, oh, bro, such jokes, oh, naishi, such jokes, they don't fly with me, they're not jokes, because my other friends don't make such jokes. They just say nice things about me. Used to people being mean or saying mean things to me, it's not funny to me, I don't find it amusing, it's not interesting. So every time he would say something weird, I would just kunja my face and look at him like, that's like, what? How can those words come out of your mouth? And he would clock it and he would try to recant, but it was too late because it already flew out his mouth. And I could tell that he's so used to being around people who let him speak like this. He's so used to being around people who let him talk like this. But for me, it was just weird. The whole time, it was very, very weird. Actually, nilikuwa na shanga, bro. 5 years later, there's no improvement. You've not done better. You're still the same way. This is so wild to me. holds my hand and he walks me to the bedroom and he's like, let's go chill on my bed. And immediately I know what he's after. I know what he's thinking. I know, whoop, jackpot. This man thought if he calls me and he buys me food, I'm going to spread my legs. I'm just going to sleep with him because he knows he can call me once a year and I'll always pick up and then he can come and take me and go sleep with me. And I just felt very, very sad for younger me because I counted the times he'd do this and I used to think it was because he loved me or because he missed me or because he was madly in love with me, and I used to fall for it each time because he would come and get me at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. at my mother's house. And that time he's 10 years older than me. Like, oh my God, this guy, he's so romantic. When we fight, he comes to get me and then he goes and spoils me. But now I can see through it because I can afford these things he's buying for me. I can afford them now. It's not the same way it was 5 years ago when he'd say, come, I'm coming to get you in 10 minutes. And then he'd go buy for me things. Now I can buy them. So I'm just thinking, what the fuck is happening? What he thought because he bought for me something. That's not to be so excited to spread my legs. But I walked with him to the room. And I told him, by the way, atudinyani. And he said, sawa. I appreciated that he did not try to have sex with me. He did not. When I said no, immediately I said no. He was like, cool, fine. I've heard you. So the story ends there. I was just thinking about how when you're not aware, it's so easy to hang around people who consistently never speak life into you. They're always doubting you, doubting what you can do, doubting your capability, belittling you. And this reminds me of a guy I was seeing last year as well. This guy never compliments me. Up to date, having sex with me, but he could never even say such a thing as, you look beautiful, your makeup is nice. But he can say things like, look at your eyebrows, or hey, your outfit, sinile uliva ile siku me repeat. Like other snide comments, just never, your dress is beautiful, you look nice. And most of, bro, these women compliment me a million compliments per second. All I ever hear is life, love, happiness. There's nothing else that comes out of these women's mouth. It's always love speaking life into me. But these men that I've slept with or that I was sleeping with, it's consistent jealousy or trying to make me feel less, trying to diminish me. This guy, he's blocked everywhere on my social media, but he would manage to make comments like, I see ati apa si Twitter, I'm a citizen. And I'm wondering, where is that coming from? How does he see my stuff if he's blocked? How does he know where I am or what I'm doing? It's because he's watching my things. So he's watching my things, but he can never say anything nice. He can never say, oh my God, I see your tweets are popping. And how I know his butthurt is because even the things he's considering an accomplishment is not even an accomplishment to me. It's social media, it's Twitter. Maybe he wants his Twitter to be popping and he feels bad that mine is. But you see, the difference is, for me, it wasn't even something that I'm trying to compete with. It's not something that I notice or I care about enough to be comparing myself about other people with. But to him, it's an actual issue because he mentioned it. Ati, your little Twitter, I see your little Twitter is popping. What? What? My point is, most times these hating us people are in your camp. And if you're not keen, you're not going to notice. And how my takeaway home when I left, when I went back home, I didn't wait. Normally he insists to drop me off, but I was like, I need to go, I need to go. And I left. Nikaitanduthi, nikaishia mta. Kosi mbali na kwangu, ni literally 10 minutes away. Nikakamtani. And I was just thinking, why would I hang around someone like that intentionally? So then it made me start assessing the people that I let have access to me, to my energy and into my life. And even though I'm really, really grateful for the growth and for the intentionality I have with creating a space for me that makes me feel safe and very, very comfortable, it's just really crazy to look back and realize that these are the people I would allow into my space. Because even now, that's such a bare minimum for me. If you can't speak life into me, if you can't encourage me and you can't speak well about me, why would I let you into my life? Kitambo isi kitu ninge notice. This is something that I'd be like, it doesn't matter. You don't have to give me compliments. You don't have to share my stuff online. You don't have to refer me when people are looking for someone who does what I do. You don't. But now that I'm used to people who do this for me so willingly, I don't even have to ask. I don't even have to ask for my friend to refer me. Bro, they did it already. They did it already. So now it's like, why would I be around someone who doesn't want to be seen with me? They don't want to see me making money. They don't want to be... Why? Even I don't do that to the people around me. Because I'm consistently plugging my friends, consistently pushing them, consistently speaking life into them, consistently complimenting them. And that's why they treat me the exact same way. There's nothing less that I receive. But hanging around men who try to diminish me, try to, like, their jealousy is just showing. And I'm wondering, bro, you're way more successful than me. Me atando naanza sai. The ubanduthi to leave. I went to his room to let him know that I was leaving. And I was texting my friend. My friend was like, why don't you just leave without letting him know? But, you know, basic human decency, basic courtesy. So I went to tell him, yo, mi nisha shiba. Nisha satisfy cravings zangu. See, meta Uber, I have to leave. And he's like, no, I don't want you to leave. Could you stay longer? Like, but even I thought we were gonna hang out because I thought he came to get me so we could like watch a movie. But saa yeye alikuwa analala na mimi sikuwa nasikia usingizi. Mimi nilikuwa kwa living room. And I didn't want to make him have to stay up because of me. So I feel like you're really exhausted. You should just rest. Let me go because I need to get some work done. Wacha mimi niende. And this guy, he said, do you really have to go? Ninikambe, yeah, because I have to work. And, you know, it's almost end month. I have to make rent. Right now, I'm not employed. I have to find a way to make the money. Akaniambia, akoni how much? Sini 7K. Again, it might be me overthinking. But I felt like he was trying to show me, like, your rent can't be that much, bro. You live in the ghetto. So your rent can't be that much. So why are you leaving? And I told him, if I stay, are you going to pay the rent? Then I told him how much my rent was. And I asked him, you can't pay it? You're acting like it's kidogo, but you can't pay it? He's like, no. Okay, fine, then just go. I'm like, if you really wanted me to stay, you would have just paid it since it ain't a thing. Even if it's just 7K, you would have paid it. I can't excuses. And that was the last straw for me. That was like, this guy, he doesn't see me as an equal. He doesn't see me as a human being. He definitely sees me as less. Whether it's in a financial way or it's in a sexist way or whatever way it is, he's used to be 5 years ago. And it really hurt me that after all this long, he's not grown. I didn't feel safe around him. I didn't feel... And this is what's crazy, because 5 years ago, I would have stayed. I would have stayed because, one, I didn't need to be making money. I had all the time to waste in his house. Two, I probably couldn't afford to go home. To go home, I would have needed to use a matatu or an Uber. And I probably... And a matatu would take so long. So because I knew he was going to pay for my Uber, I would just stay until he tells me to leave or until I can notice he's too irritable and I just have to go. But now that I have my own money, I can call a cab. I can call a nduthi. I can just leave. I can leave. Now that I have better self-worth, better self-esteem, I can just leave and go to my house because my house is comfortable. In my house, there's food. I can buy for myself anything I want. I'm not at his mercy anymore. So at these points, I was seeing all these small things that kitambo I would have not been able to walk away from, but now it's clear as night and day. Now it's like, I don't think a guy who likes me would treat me like this, because I see how guys who like me treat me. They never once have anything mean to say to me, especially never to my face, even as a joke. They consistently shower me with praises and gifts. They're so kind, so generous, so sweet to me. So they make me feel like I'm everything. So for someone I haven't seen, especially in a year, to be around me and within 10 minutes, ashani tukana mara kumi, ashani fanya ni feel nika ama nobody, that was really, really crazy and very, very wild to me. So my point of telling this story is that I'm so grateful for the point that I'm at with my growth, because the more I strengthen my boundaries, the more I have higher self-esteem, the more I'm able to make more money. Basically, the more I'm improving in all the fronts in my life, the more kuna vitu siezi settle for. And this is why I try to encourage everyone to try and do the same. Grow. Don't be stuck. Don't be like a root stuck saying, this is how I am, this is how I always will be. It'll be 5 years, you'll still be miserable, angry, condescending, trying to diminish other people, feeling jealous, and you can't even explain where your anger and your heart is coming from. Because to be honest, this guy, 5 years ago, I was really looking up to him. I was trying to learn from him, and I was, because he's better than me, richer than me, more connections than me, he's a bigger name than me, like he was really making moves, doing things. But now that I can see his character clearly, bila hizo rose glasses za kudinyana na sayo nime produce oxytocin, now I can see him for, there's no sexual connection, there's no emotional connection, I don't give a fuck, I really, really do not have any sort of connection with him. Now that I can see him for who he is, it's so easy for me to be like, I, Z. So now for the people I need to be around, just goes up. It goes up. My boundaries, automatically, they go up. All these men who never say nice things to me, but they want to benefit from my body. They want to be able to say, she sucked my dick. I still hit. I slept with her. Ashi alini panuli amigu. Bora nilinat. They want to sleep with me. They want the benefit of being inside me. But they can't even say, Bobby, you're beautiful. Why would I allow such? Why would I ever settle for such? So that you guys don't have to do it. And the only difference with me is that now I'm at a, I can separate emotion. I know who deserves my energy. So it's not really hurtful for me. So don't try this if you're still in love with your ex and you're like, let me just go to his house. See, he came to pick me, babe. If the actions are not matching the words, and if, watch out the actions. Because this guy came and took me and he went to buy me the things I wanted. But his words were nothing. He never once said anything nice to me. He did nice things, but his words were nothing. So these things have to match. He has to be very, very kind to you, very generous, very sweet, very thoughtful, while at the same time backing it up with actions that show exactly how he feels about you. So if these things are not matching, achana tunaye, wacha tu yo story ishe. And thank you for listening to me for all this long. I just wanted to remind you guys that every Tuesday I'm on Citizen TV in the morning for the Daybreak show, and we have conversations like this about social issues. We talk about relationships and intimacy stuff, relationship stuff. So please make sure you watch me. And the best part about it is that now I'm finally taking clients for one-on-one sessions. You can hit me up in my DMs, in my comments, everywhere that you feel you can reach me. Roberta Bobby on social media. Love and Orgasms, my website. Reach me and I'll book you up for a session. It's 1500 shillings per hour. You can speak with me and we can get to learn more about relationships and sex, and you can ask me absolutely anything, nothing is off bounds. If you need to fix relationships, if you need to improve yourself, I'm really enjoying it right now. It's enjoying my sessions with the current clients I'm having. I'm hoping to grow my client base so that I can see more people, so that more people can reach out and talk to me. But please feel free to ask me any questions, reach out, let's talk about it and ask ourselves questions that might improve